What about somebody who, have you ever heard of Hoosier?
Yeah, now that's, they kind of refer to those people now that you're talking about is way back in the big thicket that has never been there. They kind of call them a Hoosier. But now why they call them Hoosier, I don't know. But that made me think of that. When you said that, made me think of that same type that you was asking about, you know, the one that lived way back in the country, you know, country Hoosier. That's, you need to consider a fellow that's not, hasn't got any education and don't get out in hard, you know.
Would you ever hear any other words of somebody like that then? That kind of person?
Well, I can't think of it right now. I expect I've heard them call other things, all right.
Would colored people use any other term? Or they call them Hoosiers?
I imagine they would. I imagine they call them the same thing.
Well, if somebody was working for you out here on the farm, how would he address you?
Well, it's just kind of according to who it was. Just, a lot of people would call me, most of them just call me by my name. Just if it's somebody, you know, older person, they didn't call me Mr., they just call me Marsh. And a lot of them call me Mr., a young people then. Well, then you call me Mr. Cotton, is a young thing. And some of them say boss. You know, some of them refer to the man they work with as boss, regardless of where it's out on the farm or on a carpentry job, but anyway, they very often speak of it as boss.
Would anybody ever call you? Mr. Morris or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of them would. Mr. Morris or Mr. Cotton? Yeah, a lot of them say Mr. Morris.
Would it make any difference who it was calling you that?
Well, not in particular. You the different types of people that call you different things, all right, you know, as far as that's concerned. You the colored people are more inclined to say boss. You know, when they're speaking of, yes, you say, boss, what about this? How should I do this, boss, or something like that? Or they'll come a little near calling you maybe Mr. Cotton, and then some other people would, you know, then some of them, that's not the general rule, but that's, I believe it would happen, they don't do that all the time, but it's, I believe they do that more than they would call you Mars. I believe they say Mr. Cotton more than Mars.
What would you call a child that was racially mixed blood?
Well, just mixed breed.
You ever hear anything else then? Would it make any difference how much of which race, of either race?
I don't think it does. I don't think it'd make any difference about how much race you'd. I think you just call it mixed breed, regardless of, just so they had enough blood, of different blood that you could tell it, you know.
And if somebody was waiting for you outside, you know, and blowing the horn, you might go to the window and yell what to them, to tell them you'd be ready and just
be on a minute or something like that, you know, just a minute, or just anything to let them know that you recognize them, you know.
Well, if you were going, to Houston or something, and you didn't know how much further you had to go, but you knew you're on the right road, you might stop at somebody's house and say what to them, if you wanted to know the distance.
Well, say, how much farther is to Houston?
And,
well, how far is to Houston from here?
Well, what about if you had a friend who said, you know, who you agreed with and took, who said, I'm not going to vote for that man, then you'd say, well, what? If you agree with him.
Now, say that again.
If a friend of yours was, and you were discussing politics, and your friend said, well, I'm not going to vote for that man, and you agreed with him, you'd say, well...
Well, I'm the same here.
Would you ever say... Well, something am I? Like me. Me?
Me too. Like he said, I'm going to vote for so-and-so, and I'd say, me too.
What if he said, I'm not going to vote for that man? You'd say,
Neither am I.
What do you call the part of your head right above your eyes?
Eyebrows.
But then right above that?
Well, this is eyelashes. Eyelashes are right above your eye and eyebrow.
And above your eyebrow?
Forehead.